a third floor. In his mind, it had a bullseye painted right over it. The curtains were currently drawn over this opening, but that would have to change. As good as he was, Roby couldn't kill what he couldn't see. And right now, those millimeter-thick cotton drapes might as well be 2-inch-thick polycarbonate sheets with a Kevlar-threaded middle. He looked at his watch. 5 minutes to go. 4.5 of those minutes would seem like an eternity. The last 30 seconds would seem like drawing a breath, and a quick one at that. Normal people would experience an accompanying adrenaline rush right about now. Roby was not normal. His heartbeat would actually slow, not rise, and his features would relax, not tighten. His left hand reached over and touched the already assembled long-range, custom-built rifle lying partially inside his duffel. It was relatively lightweight, as such weapons went, and the jacketed subsonic round was already chambered. He would only have one chance to fire one round. He had never needed more than that. His hand went out and lightly rapped the wooden windowsill. Even state-sanctioned assassins needed a bit of luck every now and then. He knew the background of the man he was going to kill tonight. It was like so many of the others whose lives he had terminated. The target's interests and goals were not in alignment with the United States, which had allied itself with competing, if similar,